BetterHomesports.com. Join us if you want to. We're having fun. Prep sports on the internet at BetterHomesports.com.
Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, October 24th. I'm Paul Kingsbury with the Idaho Sports Report. The second to last statewide media poll came out today on idahosports.com. Here's how things shook out this week. In the 5As, Madison's in first place with all 11 first place votes. Second place is Highland. Third is Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene back up in the top five. Borah at number four and Eagle at number five. Others receiving votes, Capital, Rocky Mountain, and Lewiston. In the 4As, Blackfoot at number one with 10 first-place votes. And get this, Middleton at number two with one first-place vote. In number three is Bishop Kelly, and Bonneville and Skyview tied for the fourth spot. Others receiving votes, Minico and Lakeland. In the 3As, Fruitland at number one with 7 first-place votes. Shelley at number two with 4. In third place, Gooding. In fourth, Snake River. And in fifth place, Teton. In the 2As, Firth is at number one with 7 first-place votes. Declo in second place with 3. Grangeville hits the number three spot with one first-place vote. Salmon in the fourth spot and Marsing in the fifth. Others receiving votes, Westside. In the 1A Division 1s, Hagerman's in first place with 9 first-place votes. Kamiai's at number two with 2 first-place votes. Troy at 3. Number four is Grace. And number five, Butte County. Others receiving votes, none. In the 1A Division 2s, number one, Dietrich with 10 first-place votes. Lighthouse Christian gets a first-place vote at number two. Number three is Cary. Number four, Castleford. Number five, Salmon River. Others receiving votes, Garden Valley and Deary. You can see how IdahoSports.com voted by going to IdahoSports.com and checking out this week's statewide media polls. The first football playoff games start this week, and as usual, IdahoSports.com will be broadcasting more games than anyone else in Idaho. We have 17 football games on the docket this week. We start things off Thursday at Holt, where Lauren Jensen and I will be webcasting the 2A games, Salmon versus Malad at 5:30 and Valley versus Firth at 8:15. On Friday night, we have Bishop Kelly at Nampa, Borah at Rocky Mountain, Centennial at Capitol, Highland at Idaho Falls, Jerome at Burley, Minico at Twin Falls, Mountain View at Valley View, and of course, don't forget, at 10:35 Friday night is the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show. On Saturday, I'm heading up to North Idaho to the Kibbe Dome with Vince Tremboli and Clint Leach, racking up the miles on the old Pontiac this week. We're going to be broadcasting Teton versus Bear Lake, Parma versus Timberlake, and Kellogg versus Fruitland. Over in eastern Idaho, back at Holt Arena, Matt Harris and Lauren Jensen will be broadcasting the 3A tournament games there, Sugar Salem versus Snake River, Buell versus Shelley, and Payette versus Priest River. What a week for state tournament football, but that's not the only sport going on. State volleyball and cross country are also this weekend. You can find brackets, information, and results by going to the state tournament information section on idahosports.com. Ryan Howe of the Times News in the Magic Valley wrote a great piece this week titled, "A Movement is Underway to Bring Six-Man Football to Idaho." You can read the full article at www.magicvalley.com. In the article, Ryan tells how Camas County Activities Director Randy Jewett is gathering support to present a proposal to the IHSA to create a six-man football division in Idaho. The idea failed back in 2010 due to a lack of interest among schools, but according to the article, this time around there's a lot more schools, especially in eastern Idaho, backing the idea. Hopefully a proposal will get in front of the IHSA Board of Directors at the December meeting in a couple of months. Something could be decided as early as the January board meeting. What's my opinion, you don't ask? I love it. While some would prefer to co-op schools to gain numbers instead of creating a six-man league, I've never been a fan of co-ops because of the added strain it puts on the kids, the families, and the communities. If they aren't playing in their hometown, then they're having to travel to another town for practice and games. That takes more time away from schoolwork and family time, two things that I strongly believe in. What do you think? Should Idaho divide the eight-man divisions into an eight-man and a six-man league? Let us know what you think by sounding off on this question on the IdahoSports.com Facebook page at facebook.com/IdahoSports. You still have time to get your gridiron game picks in this week. It's the playoff edition, so the stakes are a little bit higher. $25 goes to this week's picks winner. Get your picks in before 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon. That's going to wrap up today's Idaho Sports Report. It's going to be a busy week, but to quote the legendary Gary Jones, "I'm happier than a puppy in a room full of rubber balls." Have a good one, everybody.